Ingo Weigold at Comprito BJJ, joined by UFC heavyweight Mike Russo, who will prepare to face Fabricio Werdum at UFC 147, June 23rd in Brazil. Mike, thank you for taking the time to join us today. Obviously, Brazil is a long way away. Have you been to Brazil before?
No, I've never been to Brazil. This will be my first time. Pretty excited about going. I think it's going to be a great experience and a big opportunity.
And the fact that it's so far away, does that play into your preparation at all? You know, obviously, that it's like a 14-hour flight. I mean, do you go up earlier? Do you prepare for the time zone change? Or how do you deal with that?
Yes, that's the one thing we're doing different this time, because usually they like to fly the guys out on that Tuesday and fight Saturday. So we're going to go a week before flying out on Friday, have like 3 or 4 days, to really feel good and adjust to the climate and then have a good week and then fight on Saturday.
Sounds good. And obviously, Brazilians are known for their nationalism. They're almost to a fault. They love their country. And the fact that in other sports, the hometown crowd plays such a big factor sometimes. Are you worried about that at all? What do you think it's going to be like to go into kind of the lion's den where their hometown favorite is facing you?
It honestly does not bother me at all. Obviously, I know I'm going to be the bad guy, but when the horn goes in the cage, and I don't hear any of that anyways. It's kind of, that stuff's irrelevant, really to me.
Okay, and obviously this card has been shuffled around quite a bit. We had the main event moved, Anderson Silva versus Chael Sonnen, and now Vitor Belfort injured his hand, which makes you the co-main event. Any added pressure or excitement?
I'm excited to be the co-main event. But what a great card it was going to be, with Chael Sonnen and Anderson Silva. It probably was going to be the most watched UFC ever. But that doesn't matter. I just got to keep doing what I'm doing. And Fabricio Werdum, what a tough opponent and a great opportunity. So that's what I'm focused on.
Very good. And, let's talk a little bit about your fight camp. Have you done anything different? Obviously, a lot of weapons from Fabricio. He's looked really good with his Muay Thai in his last couple of fights. And everybody knows his ground game is amazing. How do you prepare for a guy like that?
Obviously his stand-up game has gotten a lot better. Very tough on his feet. Obviously, he's an awesome world-class jiu-jitsu practitioner. He's going to be a tough guy, but my whole thing is really just want to push the pace, get him tired, and to stick to our game plan. I haven't really done anything different. Didn't go anywhere for this camp. Just I got great coaches, Comprito, my boxing coach Tom Hayes, wrestling coach Vladimir, and just really picked it up. And just this has been my toughest camp. A lot of sprint work, conditioning, lifting weights, and stuff like that.
Cool. And obviously, if this goes to the ground, you're not worried at all, basically.
No, I'm real comfortable. I've been working with Comprito for like 4 years now. Comprito's a 7-time champion, and he's really helped me. And I love jiu-jitsu. I think it's going to be a great honor to step in there with Fabricio. See where I'm at. He's ranked 4th or 5th in the world. So what an opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like a lot of guys out there don't give you enough credit. You've only lost once to Karatanov, and I think that was slightly controversial. And you've won 4 times in a row in the UFC. I think you have 12 finishes. What do you think it's going to take for the fans out there to take you seriously? Is it a stage like this where you could go in and finish a guy, or what is
it? Yeah, this is a beating an opponent like Fabricio is going to be that's going to put you to that next level. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it has to do, too. Since I signed with the UFC in 2009, I've had a broken arm, elbow. I was only averaging like 1 fight a year. This is the first time since I signed with them I'll have 2 fights in 1 year. And then plus the physique, it's not the typical physique. I think people look at that. So I'm excited to get in there and fight Fabricio.
It seems to work for Roy Nelson.
Yeah, right. He's making a lot of money with that. So I don't have a personality, so I'm kind of just boring. So maybe I should show it up a little bit more.
Well, the other thing is, too, you mentioned before, you don't even train full-time like some of the guys do. You have a full-time job. Are you still doing the police officer deal, or have you had a chance to kind of set that aside for this fight?
I train full-time. I have no downtime. I train full-time and then have a full-time job, too. So there's just, I'm kind of burning the candle at both ends. But it's the situation I'm in, so I make the best of it,
Great. Well, is there anyone you'd like to thank before we let you go?
Yeah, I would like to thank Praetorian. They're sponsoring me for this fight with from head to toe shorts, T-shirts, and hat. Thank you to them.
Great. So check out the UFC 147, June 23rd. Mike Russell, Fabricio Werdum, also headlining Rich Franklin versus Wanderlei Silva. And be sure to check out MMAnuts.com for our weekly updates. Take care. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, thanks, man.